Terrorists have attacked a well-known hotel popular with Afghan government officials in the Afghanistan capital, Kabul. Unconfirmed reports say at least 10 people have been killed after a suicide bomber and gunman got into the hotel last night, Afghan time. Explosions were heard coming from the hotel, and soon afterwards the power was cut. A fierce firefight then broke out between the terrorists and Afghan forces. Kabul's criminal investigations chief, Mohammad Zaheer, is quoted by AFP as saying 5 to 6 gunmen entered the hotel. While the shooting is still going on, another senior police official is quoted as saying all the hotel guests are safe. Dutch freelance reporter Betty Dam is near the hotel in Kabul. I spoke to her earlier this morning. Betty Dam, what can you tell me about what's happened at the International Hotel?
Well, I am in the middle of a very coordinated attack against the Intercontinental. Right now, the Afghan Special Forces are running to the hotel to I don't know why, they're trying to keep it safe. Gunfire is going on. There were large explosions and at least 10 people killed, and the fire is going on as we speak. There's a very large fire going on as I'm talking to you now in and around the hotel, and I don't know what the effect will be. The commandos are running into the hotel now. Whoa, my goodness. There's fire coming out as well. I have to move.
Yes. So there are people shooting from the hotel back out at the U.S.
Yes,
forces.
Yes, they do.
And Betty, it's nighttime there. Are they using tracer bullets? Is that what you can see, or is it just the sounds you can hear?
Again, I lost the connection. Can you say it again?
It's nighttime there, so it's very dark. Can you see the tracer bullets, or is it just the sound of the fire?
Yes, I can see the tracer bullets very clear. It's coming over my head now, and it's going on, yes.
Now, we were told that initially there were some explosions at the hotel. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. I heard them, and it's either RPGs, or it's more suicides. They expect more suicides. They don't want me to be here. They expect 2 more cars to come and explode themselves.
Yes, the Taliban has claimed responsibility for at least one or more of the explosions at the Intercontinental Hotel. At the moment, as far as you can gather, there are gunmen inside the hotel firing at both U.S. forces and Afghan police forces, are they, or security forces?
The only thing I saw is that I saw Americans going in a uniform. I don't know who they are, and I don't know where they are now. I think they are inside. They are on the first and the second floor. That's what I hear. That's all I can give you now. I mean, I have to hide myself. The fire is coming over my head now, and that's all I can say.
Betty, are there guests in and around the area, and do you know if there are any guests inside the hotel?
Well, as far as I know, that the people, there are people, internationals, who managed to flee outside of the hotel and are free, but there are still some inside. And what I heard is one diplomat got killed.
Betty, you mentioned before that the casualties, there may have been up to 10 deaths. Where did you get those figures from? Is there anyone saying officially how many people may have been killed in this?
The situation here is very tense, and sometimes the police can talk to us, and that's what the police told us, that at least 10. Other police told us that it might be even more since the fire is going on. So that is the latest I can get you from the scene.
Well, the U.S. forces that are there, they're setting up around the hotel. Did you say that the U.S. forces have gone into the hotel yet?
I can confirm it. I can confirm it if they are inside. I saw them driving very close to the hotel. That's what I saw, Americans in uniforms. I don't know if they're together with the Afghan forces fighting inside. That's too much for me to claim now.
Betty, the area around the Intercon Hotel, it's set up high on a hill outside the main city centre.
Yes.
It's always been a very, very secure spot. Are you surprised by this attack?
Oh, yes, I am, definitely. I mean, this area was supposed to be very safe. There are many high-profile Afghans living around here. I'm standing next to a house where Fahim, the vice president, he's the owner of the house. And also the timing of the attack. Normally, it's in the early morning. The other hotels where Westerners used to stay, they attacked that in the early morning, and now it's during the night. So this is a new phenomenon. And it's very coordinated.
Are there lights burning in the hotel? Is the electricity still on?
No, it's not on. It's off.
And that goes for the area around the hotel as well, I suppose?
Yes, that's true.
Dutch freelance reporter Betty Dahm near the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul.